News 3. Part 1. Warming up. A.
Keywords. Avalanche. Mudslide. Earthquake. Cyclone. Hurricanes. Tornado. Typhoon. Drought. Flood. Forest fire.
Vocabulary. Strain. Crust. Knot. Whirl. Breadth. Prolong.
Here are the definitions of some disaster names. Listen carefully, fill in the blanks with what you hear on the tape, and study the definitions carefully.
An avalanche is a large amount of ice, snow, earth, rock, or other material sliding swiftly down the side of a mountain or falling down a cliff.
A mudslide is a slow-moving mud flow that moves down a gradual slope.
An earthquake is the sudden release of strain energy in the Earth's crust, resulting in waves of shaking that radiate outwards from the earthquake source.
A cyclone is a storm or system of winds that rotates around a center of low atmospheric pressure, advances at a speed of about 30 to 50 kilometers an hour, and often brings heavy rain.
Hurricanes are tropical cyclones with winds that exceed 64 knots or 74 miles per hour and circulate about their centers in the western Atlantic.
People.
7. To trickle down to the whole population, to move the standard of living up a notch.
What always happened in the past is that you had these huge boom times, you had this huge movement of entrepreneurialism, which always trickled down to the whole population and really moved the American standard of living up a notch.
8. To earn raves from critics for.
Julia Roberts is earning raves from critics for her new drama based on the true story of the woman who
fires.
Vocabulary. Ski. Submarine. Flare up.
Bahrain.
The Gulf Airlines. Air France.
Now listen to some news leads. Focus your attention on who, what, when, where, and the numbers in each lead, and write down what you hear in the given spaces.
Algeria. A bomb explosion in Algiers has injured several people in a market area. Another severe ocean storm is moving toward the Pacific coast of Mexico. Bahrain. International experts have begun an official investigation into the cause of the crash of a passenger plane in the Persian Gulf. All 143 people on the Gulf Airlines plane died in the crash Wednesday.
Europe. Austrians have honored the 38 people killed by snow at ski areas this past weekend.
France. The hijacker of an Air France passenger plane has released his remaining hostages and surrendered to police.
Japanese officials say the nuclear reaction at a center northeast of Tokyo has stopped, but it is not clear if the danger has passed.
are continuing to search for victims of a train accident in northern Punjab state. At least 189 people were killed in the accident Thursday. More than 250 people were injured.
Russian and Norwegian divers continue working to recover bodies from the sunken Russian nuclear submarine, Kursk.
South Africa. At least 12 people have been killed after heavy rains fell in the north. The rain destroyed homes and bridges. Reports say some roads became rivers of floodwaters. The second deadly storm in 3 days is moving across parts of Western Europe. The storm caused transportation delays and forced some airports to close. The two storms have killed more than 115 people.
The number of people killed in Sunday's earthquake in northeastern Turkey has now risen to more than 1,200, and is expected to go even higher.
Part 4. Listen and relax. You're going to hear a report about how modern museums in America attract their patrons. Listen and enjoy.
Museums in the United States are shaking off their image of the past as quiet places to contemplate works by the masters. It is still possible to find a quiet gallery in a museum if that's what you want, but younger people who are looking for something more lively are finding museums have more to offer than ever before. On a recent
A fire happened near a fuel loading area owned by Nigeria's National Petroleum Corporation. This is the latest in a series of pipeline fires in Nigeria this year. The fires have killed hundreds of people. The government says people who steal fuel from leaking pipes caused some of the fires. It also blames people who cause damage on purpose. More than 50 people are dead in Nigeria after a leaking oil pipeline burst into flames outside the commercial capital Lagos. The blast and resulting fire Thursday ripped through an area near a fuel loading depot owned by the state-run Nigerian National Petroleum Corporation. Witnesses report seeing burned bodies littering the charred grounds, while many other victims are being treated for injuries sustained in the blaze. A spokesman for the petroleum company says the fire was caused by a vandal.
B.
Keywords. Accident. Military plane. Cable car. No-level flight.
Vocabulary. Cable car. Plunge. Dangle.
Different music that hasn't been heard before in Richmond. It does attract a younger audience. The median age is about 32.
And has that increased membership in general?
Yes, it has. The Friends of Art are a young professional support group for the museum. And we have about 700 members in that group, which grew directly out of the Jumpin' series.
Few art museums are hosting rock concerts, but several from San Francisco to New York are attracting young patrons with social events like cocktail parties and black tie galas geared specifically to them. In Washington, a number of museums, including the Corcoran Gallery of Art, have formed special groups to cater to young professionals. The Corcoran...
Survivor. Urge. Generous. Devastating. Resolution. Assembly. Priority. Barracks. Venezuela.
Now listen to the final pair of news items. Summarize the news according to the cues given. Then answer the questions you hear on the tape.
Venezuela. Tens of thousands of people affected by recent floods and landslides are preparing to spend the Christmas and New Year holidays in shelters. Officials estimate that the homes of as many as 140,000 people were destroyed. Venezuelan officials say the floods and landslides may have caused the deaths of as many as 30,000 people. Experts say poor city planning was a major cause of the damage. Many houses were built on weak ground or on the sides of mountains along the northern coast. The Venezuelan defense minister says survivors need to cooperate with government efforts to move them away from the coastal area.
The United Nations has urged the international community to give quick and generous aid to Venezuela to help it recover from last week's devastating floods and mudslides. A resolution passed in the General Assembly said it was deeply concerned over the tremendous loss of life and severe destruction of the country. As many as 30,000 people are thought to have been killed. Officials have estimated the relief and reconstruction efforts as costing some $15 billion.
Officials here say that reconstruction efforts could take several years to complete. They say the priority is to build new housing for the 150,000 people who've been made homeless. These people are now sleeping in emergency shelters set up in stadiums, car parks, airports, and military barracks. President Hugo Chavez says that he's looking at seven different places across the country in which to build new houses, all in plain areas away from the coast. Mr. Chavez says that the government will not rebuild houses in the parts of the northern coastal region destroyed by floods and landslides. Relief efforts are continuing in damaged coastal regions.
Questions. A. What has the United Nations urged the international community to do?
B. According to Venezuelan officials, what is the priority now?
C. Where are the emergency shelters set up?
D. According to President Hugo Chavez, where will the new houses be built? Part 3.
Torrential storms in Kenya.
Keywords. Torrential storms. Horticulture. Hope. Rain. Growers. Business orders. Bad weather.
Vocabulary.
Horticulture.
Shiver. Pea. Bean. Associate. Maze. Nightmare. Rift Valley Fever.
A. Listen to the first part of a news report about the torrential storms in Kenya. Complete the following statements, then fill in the chart below in note form.
Hello! For the last 2 weeks, we've reported how heavy rains have contributed to the spread of Rift Valley Fever in Kenya. This week, we hear how the continuing torrential storms in that region are washing away Kenyan horticulture's hopes of a good season. Sarah Reynolds is just back from Nairobi. Now, there's never a good time for heavy rainfall such as this, but for the horticulture industry, Sarah, this must be a particularly bad time for heavy beating rain.
Well, January should be one of the best months for growers of fruit, vegetables and flowers in Kenya.
hot, dry, sunny days, and peak production destined for consumers shivering in the European winter and longing for a taste of African sunshine. But in Kenya, as elsewhere, the weather is not behaving as it should. Months of rain, often torrential, is washing away hopes of a good harvest. Flowers are reluctant to flower, and, perhaps worst hit, are growers of peas and French beans.
He is the whole of my life, and I'm talking about somebody who is over 60 years old. I have not experienced a season like this, the whole of that period. I've not seen rains like this in January in Kenya.
James Mathengi, chairman of the Fresh Produce Exporters Association of Kenya, who speaks not only for his members, but out of personal and bitter experience.
Crops are flooded. We are finding it even difficult to meet the requirements of consumers because crops have been destroyed.
Are you going to be able to keep your business orders up to date? Are you going to complete your export orders?
Yes, we are struggling very much to keep the export orders. In some places we are not able to supply them 100%, but we are supplying something.
James Mathengi.
B. Now listen to the second part of the news report. Complete the following two charts in note form.
And for growers of roses, the flower associated with love and romance, there's very little happiness in the air. Ian Morrell is managing director of CN Roses Limited, one of Kenya's leading rose exporters.
Cold, cloudy, wet weather increases disease pressure and slows down growth, so our production is probably down. Our six-month figure is down 30%.
Are you disappointing your customers?
Some. We try to keep the more important ones contented, but some are definitely disappointed. Definitely, yeah.
Do you think you'll be able to pick up over the course of the season?
The bad weather is set to continue for a depressingly long time, according to the forecast, but if we get sunshine in the next month or so, we'll be able to catch up quite a lot.
Are you making up the shortfall in production by an increase in price?
No, because none of our sales are on the contract price.
Ian Morrell. And I should add that even more of Kenya's crops are in trouble. Maize has suffered badly, coffee is under constant threat of disease, and although tea is growing well, getting it picked and transported is a nightmare on roads that become all but impassable in these conditions. But the greatest fear is that the rain could be followed by the opposite, drought.
Study and language appreciation. Listen to the following statements you have learned in the previous and present units. Pay special attention to the parts in bold type. Learn to appreciate and use the language.
1. To group member countries.
It groups 29 member countries in an organization to discuss and develop economic and social policy. 2. To be the vehicle for. The Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, established in 1989, has since become the primary regional vehicle for promoting open trade and practical economic cooperation among Asia-Pacific economies.
3. On the agenda.
Officials say Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe's controversial land reform program will be on the agenda.
4. On promises to.
Mr. Barak is a former general who campaigned for office on promises to work for peace.
5. To set the tax on.
Representatives agreed to set the common tax on some goods at 5.5%.
6. To remove restrictions, to dismantle barriers.
Mr. Lamy says the agreement will remove more than 95% of the trade restrictions between the European Union and Mexico. Mr. Lamy says the accord will dismantle more than 95% of the trade barriers between the European Union and Mexico.
Of birds, and it's only in the last 50 to 100 years, perhaps, that people have started looking at birds as something beautiful to admire in their own setting. Prior to that, we ate birds, we still do. Birds were shot and killed for their feathers, to put in hats, to decorate clothes. Birds were used, whereas now a lot of people who enjoy looking at birds simply do that.
5. You're using the force of the wind to get around over the earth?
Whirling wind, usually accompanied with severe thunder, lightning, and torrents of rain, and commonly of short duration and small breadth.
12. To rip through.
The blast and resulting fire Thursday ripped through an area near a fuel loading depot owned by the state-run Nigerian National Petroleum Corporation.
13. To suspend missions until further notice.
Commanders at the base have since started an investigation and suspended all low-level missions in Italy until further notice.
14. To give quick and generous aid to.
The United Nations has urged the international community to give quick and generous aid to Venezuela to help it recover from last week's devastating floods and mudslides.
15. To wash away hopes of.
This week, we hear how the continual torrential storms in that region are washing away Kenyan horticulture's hopes of a good season. Months of rain, often torrential, is washing away hopes of a good harvest.
16. Destined for consumers, shivering in the European winter and longing for a taste of African sunshine.
January should be one of the best months for growers of fruit, vegetables, and flowers in Kenya. Hot, dry, sunny days, and peak production destined for consumers shivering in the European winter and longing for a taste of African sunshine.
17. To be reluctant to.
Flowers are reluctant to flower.
18. There's very little happiness in the air.
For growers of roses, the flower associated with love and romance, there's very little happiness in the air.